Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Eric, we haven't had a Fan Mail Friday in quite a while, but occasionally, folks, we get Latter-day Saints who write us to criticize some of the things we are either doing or saying, and this gives us an opportunity to respond to those email criticisms that we have received. And I have to say that probably a lot of the people who are writing us to express their grievances are very sincere in what they are saying, but I want to point out that many times when they offer what they might think are sincere criticisms, many times they can come across as inconsistent in their criticisms. And we're going to demonstrate this with this email that we're going to read today. This one came to us from a man named Michael. That's all I'm going to say about that. There's no reason to embarrass him other than to say that he did not appreciate some of the things that we have said or what we are doing. But he did appreciate one thing, and I'm going to read it to you. He begins by saying, "Hey, I appreciate your passion, but why don't you try to build your own faith rather than destroy the faith of others? As a practicing Latter-day Saint, I would never attempt to destroy the faith of anyone, even yours, regardless of how misguided I felt you were. Latter-day Saints love the Savior, Jesus Christ, and while we are imperfect, we do our best to emulate His example. I live in Georgia, and as you know, every hurricane season, hundreds of LDS in the South organize and assist their non-member neighbors to clean up, clear out, and rebuild their homes after natural disasters. Have you done that lately? Perhaps you should consider helping others a bit more rather than attempting to hurt. Just a thought."
Now, Bill, he seems to be a person who thinks that you're purposely trying to go out and ruin people's days because you're trying to tell them about your gospel, where he says that his gospel is just fine. And so it sounds like he's writing this with a little bit of, I'm going to say, anger, maybe a little bit of sarcasm, and doesn't know how to handle whatever he's seen on our website, that he thinks that we're out to destroy Mormons. And we have to say, we've said this before, that we care very much about Latter-day Saints, otherwise we wouldn't do what we do. And so what we want to do is get past the ad hominem attacks. We want to lay out all of the information on the table and give people a chance to make up their own mind. But he's taking it as if you personally are attacking Latter-day Saints, and I don't think you are.
Well, I can understand where they can probably get that idea, because a person's faith is a very much part of the individual.
Sure.
And so I get that. And I think that's why we've often emphasized on this show that we need to keep that in mind and not go out of our way to be obnoxious or arrogant and talking on these very delicate subjects. But I think there's a lot of problems here. And when I responded to this gentleman, I explained that I think our differences lie in the fact that we certainly do have completely different world views. And as I mentioned to him, as a Christian, I do not feel it honors God to believe something that is false. And you've heard me say many times on the streets, Eric, when I ask Latter-day Saints, "Do you think it honors God to believe something that is false or untrue?" Most Latter-day Saints would agree with me that it does dishonor God to believe something that's false. Well, if it dishonors God to believe something that's false, don't you think if you're believing something that's false that you would want to know about that? That's what we're doing. It's not hidden in our agenda that we think that what much of what Latter-day Saints believe as a religion is in error. And if that dishonors God to believe that error, and in fact could have eternal consequences because of that error, we want to share that with people. You see, here's where I don't think this individual shares our definition of love. And I've said it many times that I think in a encapsulated understanding, biblical love is wanting God's best for an individual, both in this life and in the next. So when he says, as a practicing Latter-day Saint, I would never attempt to destroy the faith of anyone, even yours, regardless of how misguided I felt you were.
What if you were walking on the roof of a very tall building and you were just walking and not looking? Wouldn't a person who cares warn you by saying, stop, you're going to walk off the roof and you're going to fall down? Wouldn't you appreciate that somebody at least took the time to make that announcement to you? And I think that would be the same way. If you love somebody, if they are misguided, you will tell them that they are misguided, that they have something green in their teeth. And while the person who has something green in her teeth might not like you saying that, you're trying to do the most loving thing so she can take care of that green thing in your teeth, because nobody wants to walk around the rest of the day with that spinach from lunch in their teeth and then wondering how many people did not tell them the bad news that could have been easily resolved by getting a toothpick or a piece of dental floss out to take care of the spinach in your teeth.
Well, the spinach in your teeth illustration would go along with the first half of my definition of biblical love, wanting the best for an individual in this life. And obviously, seeing a person doing something that's going to cause them later embarrassment is not wanting the best for them in that particular situation. So you're right, you would want to tell them about that, even though you run a risk of them being upset with you for telling them in the first place.
Right.
But the second half is where I think this gentleman seems to miss my point. When he said he would never attempt to destroy the faith of anyone, even my own, because he says even yours, regardless of how misguided I felt you were, I read that and I go, that's a horrible statement to make. If you had any concern for my spiritual welfare at all, why wouldn't you want to try and destroy the errors that I am believing in? And this is what we as Christians are merely trying to do. We see that there are going to be some dire consequences believing the serious errors of Mormonism that we as Christians, because we love them, have a biblical love, and want the best for them in the next life, are willing to risk those potential friendships or friendships we may already have by telling them the truth. This individual doesn't seem to have that same kind of care or concern for me, or perhaps even anybody, because he says he wouldn't say it to anyone, no matter how misguided they might be.
Let me throw out an illustration that comes straight from the Book of Mormon. Samuel the Lamanite. What did Samuel the Lamanite do? And did that make the people feel happy that he spoke from a wall and he warned them about the destruction that would come upon them, and he was mocked for that?
Now, we have to mention, Eric, a lot of people don't know who Samuel the Lamanite even is. That's taken from the Book of Mormon. Now, you would think that this individual, Michael, if he's familiar with the Book of Mormon, he's got to be familiar with the story of Samuel the Lamanite, who preached repentance to a self-righteous people. And you would think he would understand the risk that was involved for Samuel to do just that. And you're right, the people did not take what he said very kindly. I wonder if they were yelling to him up on the wall, well, why aren't you helping people in a hurricane, Samuel? I don't think they were yelling that. And I, not to be facetious, but when he asks if I've done that lately, let me just say, we don't get a lot of hurricanes in Utah. So no, I've never done that. I've got to be quite honest. But does that mean that as Christians, we aren't concerned about things like that. You see, what he's done is he's steered the argument away from what I'm trying to get across. He's trying to point out some sort of hypocrisy on my part, or even maybe on the part of Christians as a whole, to point to himself and say, well, look what I did. You need to do what I'm doing. Then you have a right, perhaps, to say the things you're saying. But would that even satisfy him? Would he still allow me to say what I feel to say, even if I was helping people that were suffering from the results of a hurricane?
Well, it's presumptuous to think that you're not doing anything. I guess we could ask him, okay, so maybe you were part of the groups that have helped people organize and assist the non-member neighbors to clean up, clear out, and rebuild their homes. What about homeless in your community? Are you helping the homeless? And then I would take my idea of what is meant by compassion, because maybe I do help the homeless, and I'm going to force that on you. And if you don't do what I do, then you must not be very loving. Well, we all have different ideas of what we think are good things, and we only have so many hours in the day to do them.
Well, let's think about this. He talks about this example of the hurricanes. He says hundreds of LDS in the South organize and assist their non-member neighbors to clean up. Well, that's true, Michael, but would you also agree that there's probably thousands and thousands of LDS that live in that area? You only spoke of hundreds. So that means that there's probably hundreds that aren't doing that.
And those hundreds, many of them are coming from out of state to do this. So that's not even coming from the community there.
Well, I think the problem that we have with an argument like this is, first of all, he views our criticisms as destroying the faith of others. Well, even Mormon leaders have said that if our faith is wrong, we need to turn away from it. That's what we're trying to get people to see. We're not arm twisting. We're not forcing them into even listening to what we have to say. But if it needs that their faith be destroyed because it's wrong and it's leading people away from a Christ-honoring eternity, then I think if you share a biblical worldview and a biblical definition of love, that you would attempt to perhaps, quote-unquote, destroy the faith of that type of an individual, but in hopes of giving them something that is true and real.
Let me give you a quote from J. Reuben Clark. He was part of the first presidency. He said, "If we have the truth, it cannot be harmed by investigation. If we have not the truth, it ought to be harmed."
And I would agree with that. So when Michael says, perhaps you should consider helping others a bit more, we would look at this, telling people the truth, as helping people a bit more. It's not our intention to hurt, but sometimes the truth tends to do that. It's better to be hurt by truth than to be scarred by a lie. And unfortunately, that lie is going to have eternal consequences.
You've used this illustration before, Bill. A doctor who knows a patient has cancer and says, well, I don't want to ruin that person's day, so I'm not going to let them know. A year later, that person's dying. What's the question they're going to ask the doctor? You mean you knew? And you didn't tell me the truth when maybe I had a chance to do something about it?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.